This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Mint Julep Jazz Band transports its audiences back to jazz clubs of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Band's inspiration derives from the toe-tapping and head-bobbing of swing dance. Earlier this year, Mint Julep released its second album, Battle Axe. It includes original pieces inspired by the era, as well as modern arrangements of old songs. Six of eight of the members of the band join me in the studio today. Laura Windley is the vocalist and co-leader, with her husband, trombonist Lucian Cobb. Joining them, Keenan McKenzie on tenor sax, Ben Lassiter on guitar, Jason Foreman on bass, and Aaron Tucker on the drums. Going to be playing at the BU Cafe in Durham in January. You can get details at our website, stateofthings.org. Mint Julep Jazz Band, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here.
Nice. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back.
Laura, it's been a couple of years now, and you are now approaching 4 years as a band. Remind us how you got started.
Well, we were performing in other groups in this area, kind of swing music, but we saw a need for this kind of specific type of band, something to support the burgeoning swing dance community that's really been sustained here in the Triangle for the past 20 years, which is incredible. And so, but there was a need for more swing bands, and then specifically bands that play music from the swing era. So, but then you sort of run into the problem of, well, you can't afford a big band. And so what do we do? So we decided that we would create this little big band to fill this niche in the market. So,
you got started not as a player and a performer, but as a dancer, right? And how did you get to swing dance and finally to the band?
So dancing begins with a love affair of music for me in high school. And it just sort of led me to, oh, I love this music. I should do this dance that goes with this music. And so I've been dancing since 1998. Doing swing dancing, and then inevitably
you must be tired.
Oh no! But inevitably, it's sort of you work your way up. Maybe I'll DJ. So then you DJ, and then you immerse yourself in this music. And then I was already dating Lucian at the time, who is a jazz musician, and it just sort of fed into itself. And I thought, well, what if I could sing this music too? I already love it so much, and I sang in my church choir when I was a kid, and so it wasn't that much of a leap, I guess, to take the step and be a jazz vocalist. So that's how I got started.
Were you dating because of your mutual interest in music, or was that just a coincidence?
Yeah, we met at East Carolina University, and one of the things they do there, they have what they call their Jazz at Night series, where they make the students perform at the student union for the student body as if it was a sort of jazz club type scene. And Laura was organizing those events at the student union. And that's really where we kind of hit it off.
Well, I wonder if I could ask you to play something for us right now.
Absolutely. We're going to do a 1937 tune written by Irving Berlin. This is called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
One, two, one, two.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Thank you.
Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Now I've got my love to keep me warm, Mint Julep Quintet from the Mint Julep Jazz Band. Laura Windley is the singer, Lucian Cobb on trombone, Keenan McKenzie, clarinet and sax, and Aaron Tucker on the drums, as well as Jason Foreman on bass, with Ben Lasseter on guitar. They're going to be at the BU Cafe in Durham on January. Great song, great rendition of that song. And you know, Lucian, you mentioned the music program at ECU, part of that. That's a great music program. And then you think it about is. The great jazz program here at North Carolina Central under Ira Wiggins. North Carolina's got a lot of music and a lot of different kinds of music that it can be well known for. Right?
It sure does. And that's actually how, you know, we met a lot of these guys. I know Keenan and Ben both came up through Central as well as Greensboro. And Jason actually teaches at UNC in the music program there. And so, we're kind of fortunate in that way that we have this nice pool of musicians to pull from and make great music with.
Yeah, and schools that support it and schools that keep turning out great musicians as well. So all good. You call this music historical recreation, not just historically influenced. What do you mean?
Well, some of the tunes that we do, especially on the albums in the larger bands, we try to stay faithful to a lot of the original arrangements by the original bands, you know, bands like Ellington, Basie, Jimmy Lunsford. It's difficult to do with a smaller group. You know, you're taking music originally written for 15, 16 musicians and knocking it down to 8. But we do okay.
Just play louder.
Right.
Well, and in some cases, the music that we play is particularly referential to the swing dance community. And so the swing dance community just really loves, you know, this particular version. I'm thinking specifically of Chick Webb's Lindy Hopper's Delight. And you just can't change it. Mm-hmm. It's just so quintessentially, right. Like, perfect as is. So.
Well, we're going to play one now because you're even a stripped-down version from the little big band that you all have.
Yes.
Tell us about this one, because this one has a pun embedded in it as well, right? Trebuchet?
Trebuchet. So our most recent album, Battle Axe, is named after a tune that was written by Jimmy Lunsford. And when we came up with the idea to use Battle Axe as an album name, a lot of folks was like, well, you should do other weapons as well, this, that, and the other. And actually, Keenan McKenzie got the idea to do this tune, Trebuchet, and it's in the style of famous saxophone player Sidney Bechet, hence the Trebuchet, Bechet, ha ha.
Very Bechet, very Bechet.
But so, yeah, we're thankful for Keenan to do that for us.
Hush my Boucher. Here we go. Trebuchet, Mint Julep Jazz Band, from their latest album, Battle Axe. The band is, well, not all the band, actually. That's why I wanted to play that, to give you the full sense of all eight of you together. Six of the members are here today, and I want to leave you some time to play us out live. But first, give us a sense of who's listening and how the audience is for all of this, and whether you feel like it's growing still very strong, Laura?
I do. I feel like that our audience is growing both locally and internationally, specifically as part of the swing dance community. And we've run two successful Kickstarters that have primarily been funded by the swing dance community. But we did see some more growth locally, and we've had a surgence in more local gigs, and so I think that our fan base is picking up around here as well.
And I know you can't tell us, but we should stay tuned, because you've got an announcement, right, that you can't tell us about.
Absolutely. Stay tuned in April for a very important and wonderful and awesome announcement for this band.
As if to prove, it's a big deal and people are really paying attention.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Well, I want to leave you time to play us out. So first, let me thank you. Mint Julep Jazz Band is Laura Windley on vocals, Lucian Cobb on the trombone, Keenan McKenzie, tenor sax and clarinet, Aaron Tucker on drums, Jason Foreman on the bass, and Ben Lassiter on the guitar. They're going to be playing at the BU Cafe in Durham in January. We've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org. And they're going to, as I say, a big announcement coming up. Stay tuned. Be around in April. If you're here in April, you know, you should check in. If you're not, I'm sorry for all of you. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Mule Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski's on the board today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Mint Julep Jazz Band.
1, 2, 3.
So happy hand in hand. Think how charming it would be in the dwindling light by the sea. Darling, if I may, take us dancing by the bay. Picture you so close to me in the dwindling light by the sea. My favorite tune, and you smile, and I swoon. The sun dips below the sky, a breeze rolls in with a gentle sigh, watching golden waves till one of us misbehaves. Nothing sounds as fine to me as the dwindling light by the sea. Mm-hmm.